Once again, friends, he is risen. I'm getting a signal from the tech that I should abandon this. Thank you. Now, for some of you who don't know me, my name is Abby, and I have the privilege of being a pastor in the church. And so today, I just want to give you, not like a Paul say, a 40-minute sermon, but I'm hoping that we'll have like a 10-minute. But my friend and my colleague, Pastor Paulos, said to me when we were changing there, the kids will tell you whether it is done or not yet done. So I'll be watching the kids. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that you have been speaking to us through the songs, the words that we been pondering and meditating, through the testimony of Paul, through those questions put to him, through the prayers and the reading of your word. And now that we come to hear the proclamation of it, would you, Lord, continue to speak to us? And by your spirit, help me to communicate faithfully what you have given me. Open our eyes, the eyes of our heart. Open our ears. Help us to see Jesus, to listen that he loves us. All for your glory. Amen. So here is the message I want us to take home as it comes on the screen. Jesus Christ is the resurrection of believers who die and the life of believers who live. Jesus Christ is the resurrection of believers who die and the life of believers who live. He has promised to the former, as we can see, to believer who die, he said to them, "You shall certainly live." Now, there's no question about it that one day I will die. One day you will die. If the Lord has not yet returned. So one day, there's going to be a funeral of me, of you. But look at this promise. He says, this promise to those believers who die, you shall certainly live. But to believers who are still alive, he also said to them, you will never die. So we have here a comfort. But at the time, like Easter, like this, when we think of, like we heard from the testimony of our brother, which is so moving, we think of some our beloved one who have gone to know the Lord. And we who are still here believing, there's a great comfort here. But also, this statement of fact are a great comfort in the times like this one we are living, times of uncertainties. So from this passage, without going into details, I've been pondering on four facts about Jesus, but also about us believers, So they are intertwined between Jesus and us believers. And this fourth fact cement this statement, this message, or they reinforce the message that we have there in this on the screen. And here is fact number one. Christ rose from the dead. I say so because I believe it, but where I get it from is from the Word of God, because that verse, part one of the verse we read there, I think it's coming on the screen as well. Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father. We sang earlier on, that was the greatest day in history. Oh, happy day. The day of the resurrection was the most glorious day in the history. And you can see not only the glory of the Father that was at work, because it's by the power of the Holy Spirit. But that fact is so important, because the tomb of Jesus Christ is empty. And we can repeat that. He's not there. When we go to any cemetery, we find the remains. But no one has ever found the remains of Jesus. He rose from the dead. Fact number one. Fact number two. Christ will never die again. Will never die again. I believe it, but because the Bible believes it and it tells us what it is. Look at one of the verses we read earlier on. It says this: for we know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. In other words, he conquered death. And his victory over death is permanent. He will never die again. And so this is where now us, we come in. And the fact number three, when we trust Christ, we are united with him and die with him. And look at the passage we read, one verse, without finishing it. You can look at it in your Bible. If we die with Christ. Now, one way of seeing it from this text we read, but also from the visual symbol we saw here, the baptism. In other words, Paul had just attended his own funeral of his own old sin that was buried. As he went through that water, basically he was saying, all that I was as a son of Adam, who is a sinful son of Adam, is now buried there. And when he came out, basically he was saying, not only all that I was, that sin was nailed to the cross, just like Jesus was on the cross, but also died and was buried. I too, Paul, died to the sin and am buried with Christ. And now, as he came out, basically he was saying, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. The power of the resurrection. I mean, he's still Paul, but something has changed without knowing. It's not about a feeling. It's a fact. Number three, four, which is the last one, you'll be pleased. So you remember, the first one, Christ rose from the dead. The second one, Christ will never die again. The third one, our trust in Christ make us identify in his death. And so we too in Christ shall certainly rise like he rose from the dead and live with him forever. And look at that verse. If we have been united with him in death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. It's so important, friends, to know this fact, that not only Christ rose from the dead, not only Christ will live forever, but we too, trusting the Lord Jesus Christ, we have identified with him, we are united to him in his death. And so we die, but also we are resurrected. And just as he lives, we too shall be resurrected. And so that's why the sermon this morning has this title: Christ and anyone in him will never die again. Christ and anyone in him will never die again. That is to say, as we share his death and burial, as well as his resurrection, to put it in another way, he is alive, and you who are Christian will also say, I too, I am alive. He is risen. I too, I am risen. He is someone who has a new position in the heavenly realm. Because when he rose, soon we will go to Pentecost. But before that, there is ascension. He rose. He did not stay here. He ascended there. So he occupied a position, a new position there. I too, in him, I am seated in the heavenly realms. Do you know where you are sitting there? In Christ, not only you are sitting where you are, but you are sitting also in the heavenly realms. Above death, above fears, above all the heartache of this life. Although they still trouble us, but in reality, that's where we are. He will never die. I too, you too, as a Christian, you'll never die. Well, if you say, well, Abby, you said to us at the beginning that you will die. Yes, I will one day physically die. But you remember, I shall never die. I shall live. You too shall live. There's only among many other things that in this passage tells us, which you and I, as we leave this place, should be praying to the Lord, help me, is this. At the beginning of that passage, there's a question there. Can I go on sinning? The answer is no. Why? Because I am a new creation. Because I am in Christ Jesus. And so, all these other things that come and try, and the sin that brought the Lord to the cross, but because Christ rose from the dead, he conquered that, we too in him can conquer all this. So if you are here and you have never considered yet Jesus Christ, I appeal to you by the mercy of the Lord. Embrace Jesus, for you will live with him in a whole new land, the new creation, where there will be no more tears, no more sorrows, no more pain. But before we get there, he gives us the strength, the grace, which Paul talked about. Grace has brought us this far. Grace will take us home. He will give us this grace day by day until we arrive there. And if you are here, you already know the Lord Jesus Christ. May this truth once again be affirmed in you to know Christ rose from the dead. You in him will rise. Christ will never die. You too in him will never die. Christ is our only hope. And because he lives, we can face every tomorrow. To God be the glory. Amen.